Bristol Myers, makers of Itana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we meet the star of our show, the young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, the little white cottage is unoccupied at the moment, and Alan is in a pretty strange place for him. He's down at the Van Nuys National Bank talking to the manager.
Pardon me. Are you in charge of this bank?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah. Well, first, would you please tell me the total assets of the bank?
Well, we have $10 million in deposits, $5 million in negotiable bonds, and $4.5 million capital stock. A total surplus of $19.5 million.
Huh? Well? Could I please have a calendar?
Surely you wanted this information for more than a calendar.
Oh, of course. Would you throw in a blotter, too? I'm expecting to open a checking account here.
Well, we'd be glad to do business with you. You'll have to fill out this application first.
Sure, sure. Just this 10 on your desk works. After all, this isn't a post office.
Just fill out the form.
Yes, yes, the form. Let's see now. First name, Alan. A-L-A-N. Middle name. Must I put down my middle name?
Yes, young man.
Yeah, yes. Gotta put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Middle name, Greyhound.
Greyhound?
I was born on a bus. See, my folks are trying to rush to the hospital.
Forget your middle name, yes.
Let's see, last name, Young. Address? There's my address. Place of birth? Well, it was between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. It's hard to say because there was a red light and the bus had to pull over. Keep that question. Fill out the rest of the form. There you are.
Thank you. One question now. Do you expect to maintain a steady balance?
I never had a drink in my life.
Well, that's all there is to it, young man. Here's your deposit book, and here's your check book.
Gee, my own check book. I always dreamt of having my own checking account.
Now may I have your first deposit, sir?
Well, right, I'll give you the... Just a minute.
Yes.
There's a suspicious-looking man watching.
There is where?
Right over there. A fellow with a shifty eyes, a weak chin, a criminal face. Do you know him?
Yes, he's the bank president.
Oh, nice-looking fella. Here's the money. Look, Jonathan, I've got my own checkbook. I feel like a real man of the world now.
Well, I see you're making out some bills, me lad.
That's right. Gas bill, $4.40. Milk bill, $3.80. Electric bill, $0.06. In California, the days are really long.
Me lad, sometimes a checkbook leads to grief. It was because of a check that Jonathan Mildew came to blows with another actor.
What happened, Jonathan?
Well, it was dreadful, me lad. What would you do if some obnoxious creature gave you a bum check?
Well, I'd stick him in jail for 6 months.
That's precisely what he did to me.
Jonathan, how come your checking account was so short?
Well, me lad, I learned by bitter experience that there is one thing a man should not possess when he has a checking account.
What's that?
A wife.
Oh.
And that wife of mine, Alan, my lad, she took me for everything I had. She cleaned me out. As Shakespeare so wisely observed, a wife is woman's answer to Santa Anita.
Jonathan, you never told me you were married.
Oh, yes. And I made the most miserable choice of all when I married Queenie Hamilton.
Queenie Hamilton?
She was a bubble dancer in a burlesque show. We were temperamentally unsuited for each other. My marriage to Queenie only lasted 24 hours.
Oh, sort of Queenie for a day.
Yes, my lad, you may laugh at it now, but I'm well rid of her. She was a nasty creature, always asking me for money. I'll get it, my lad, I'll get it. Speak with reverence, for you are addressing the great Jonathan Mildew.
Who? Queenie. No, it can't be.
Alimony?
Yes, alimony. My dear, just as soon as I can.
Yes, my dear.
Goodbye, Queenie. It has the face of double cross, Jonathan Bellevue. Queenie has tracked me down and demands alimony.
Take it easy, Jonathan.
My lad, she's a vicious woman. Jonathan Bellevue will languish in jail.
Maybe you've misjudged her.
Misjudged her, my lad. Have you heard that pretty tune, A Gal in Calico?
Yeah.
Well, Queenie is a missing link in me. Alan, my boy, you must come to my rescue.
What can I do?
You must talk to her. Make her see the light. Go see her at once at her hotel.
Well, okay, Jonathan. If you think it'll help. See, her room will be right down the hall. Gee, I hope I can smooth things over between Jonathan and Queenie.
Come in.
Pardon me, are you Queenie Hamilton?
That's me, Queenie Hamilton.
You're the burlesque dancer.
Yeah, darn tootin'. I carry one bubble in front of me and one bubble in back of me. Do the dance of the Studebakers. Did you ever see me on the stage, Bud?
No, I've only been in a burlesque show once.
Well, how'd you like it?
Well, next time I might even face the stage.
The shy type, huh? Well, what'd you come to see me about, Sonny?
Well, I came to speak on behalf of Jonathan Mildew.
What did you say?
Jonathan Mildew.
Mildew? Don't ever mention him in front of me. Mildew. That ain't a name. It's what you find on moldy bread. Huh? Well, what has old Penicillin Puss got to say?
Well, look, Jonathan isn't such a bad guy, Queenie.
Ah, he's a crumb. Huh? Him and his high polluted talk. Well, the first day I met him, he said something to me in French, so I smacked him. He said something else in French, so I smacked him again.
What was he saying to you?
I don't know. But you know how those things sound in French.
Why don't you give Jonathan a break?
I'd like to break his head. I should have never married that ham. Morning, noon, and night, all I heard around the house was Shakespeare.
I know what you mean.
To be or not to be, that is a question. That is a question. One day I got so mad at him, right in the kisser with the answer.
Well, I know Jonathan's a little temperamental.
Temperamental? I was never happy for 1 minute with that guy. First I threw him out of the house, then he threw me out of the house, then I threw him out of the house. All we did was throw each other out of the house.
Where'd you live, in Georgia?
Now, look, you just go back and tell him one thing. Either he comes across with alimony or you wind up behind bars.
Well, look, Queenie, suppose I pay off part of the alimony. Would that help things any?
Sure would, sonny boy. Where's the dough?
Oh, well, I don't have any cash. I just opened up a checking account with my checkbooks at home.
Well, run along, sonny, and make sure Queenie gets the dough.
Then everything will be all right, huh?
No tricks now, sonny.
Don't worry about a thing. Gee, I'm glad I opened that checking account. I patched things up between Jonathan and Queenie. I feel like a regular court of human relations. I'm Mr. Anthony. That's who I am. Mr. Anthony.
Ah, cut out the mumbling, you little...
No names, please.
Well, Jonathan, hello.
Well, greetings, Warrington, me good man.
Such happiness. What causes it?
Well, my good friend Alan Young is doing me a great favor. He's placating a she-devil, namely my ex-wife.
Ex-wife?
A rapacious, money-grabbing vixen. My boy, take my advice and stay away from women.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Jonathan. Where would we be without women?
A lot better off.
Yes, but who would comfort you when you're tired?
A soft mattress.
And who would comfort you when you're worried?
A big bank account.
Yes, but who would comfort you when you're aching and miserable from a cold?
A tube of Minitron.
You win, Jonathan. Because it's quite true. Minitrub does help you get comfort and relief from the miseries accompanying a cold. And Minitrub gives you that relief fast. For Minitrub is a really modern chest rub. You just rub Minitrub on your throat, chest, and back. And in a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear up that stuffy feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's griefless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream and can't stain clothes or bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get quick relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. Well, Alan has promised Queenie, Jonathan Mildew's ex-wife, a check for part of her alimony. Alan has just told Jonathan the good news.
That's all there was to it, Jonathan. You don't have to worry about Queenie now.
Bill, lad, I shall never be able to repay you. Yeah. Jonathan Mildew thanks you from the depths of his soul.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever befriended me in such a manner.
That's all right, Jonathan.
My own father never did such a thing. And to think that you, a mere friend, came to my rescue. It's more than I can.
Jonathan, stop carrying on like this.
Okay.
I didn't have any trouble with Queenie at all. It was nothing.
Nothing? How could you say that, my lad? The life is yours. I would crawl in the street for you. I would toss myself into the gutter for you.
Stop talking like a California pedestrian. I was always glad to help you out, John.
I shall pay back every penny, my lad.
John, you haven't got any money. How can you repay me?
I'm off to the racetrack, my lad. I've got a sure winner in the face.
John, you always have a sure winner.
This would can't miss. Goodbye, lad.
All right. See you later, Jonathan. I better make out that check for Queenie. I have my checkbook. Let's see now. Every time I sit down, close up the door now.
Hello, Alan, honey.
Oh, Dolores, come on in.
Alan, I came over to borrow some oranges. The market's closed, and I wanted to make some orange juice.
Why, Dolores, you can have as many oranges as you want. You want to take them home, or shall we squeeze here? Squeeze the oranges here.
Well, I'll take them home, Alan. I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, not at all, Dolores. I like talking to you. You're so nice to talk to. Gee, it's like confiding in my big brother.
Alan, don't you notice anything different between me and your big brother?
Oh, yeah. He's got a mustache.
Oh, Alan, why are you always so shy? Why don't you face the facts? I'm a girl and you're a boy.
Yeah.
And do you know why I'm a girl and you're a boy?
You were born in different hospitals? I wasn't doing anything important here, Dolores. I was just making out a check.
Alan, you've opened a checking account?
That's right, Dolores. As a matter of fact, when you walked in, I was just making out this check here. I'm helping out my friend, Jonathan.
Oh, you're always helping out Jonathan.
This is really serious, Dolores. Jonathan's ex-wife just got into town, and if she doesn't get her alimony, she's going to have him thrown into jail.
Oh, that's awful, honey. You know, I haven't read a thing about this in the papers.
No, the papers? You think she might give the story to the papers?
Of course. You know women's greatest delight is in tearing somebody apart.
I know. I've seen them drive. But I... I never thought of her putting it in the papers. I hate to have people read a story about Jonathan after all he's living in my house.
Well, Alan, you know the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette. Why don't you go down and have a talk with him?
That's a good idea, Dolores. See you later. Busy newspaper office. Oh, there's the editor's door. Editor-in-chief, B.B. Bugby. Well, he's got some time to see me. He's always so busy.
Come in, come in.
Come in! Pardon me, Mr. Bugby.
Speak up, young man. I haven't got all day. I'm a beginner. You're always on the go, always on the go. Can't depend on anybody. I gotta do everything myself. Busy Bugby to call me. If I'm not down at the police station checking fingerprints of all the suspects, I'm covering some high society wedding. Well, what do you want?
Yeah. Miss Bugby, I'd like to talk to you about...
Just a minute. Got to use the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, copy this. Change headline on page one. Rewrite page story on page two. Put sports column back on page five. Send it to Miss Perkins right away. Got to give us a dictation. I want Miss Perkins up here immediately.
Look, Mr. Bugby, my...
Well, having your hair different today, Miss Perkins.
I'm Alan Young, Mr. Bugby.
Oh, yeah, young. Yeah, I knew a young in Lexington, Kentucky one time. Chew tobacco all the time, chew tobacco. All he ever did was chew tobacco.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Busby.
This picture was right over here, young.
I came here to talk about my friend Jonathan. He had a blonde bubble dancer for a wife. And
yeah, wife. Yeah, reminds me. You better call up and tell her I'll be home for dinner tonight. Hello, dear. Just call to let you know I'll be home for dinner tonight. Yeah, coming home for dinner tonight. Yeah. Huh? What's that? No dinner. Well, if you feel that way about it, goodbye.
What's wrong, Mr. Busby?
Forgot I'm not married. Yeah.
Mr. Busby, Jonathan was married to this blonde bubble dancer, and she's going to throw him in jail.
Get out that dictation. Now, where's Miss Perkins?
You haven't been listening to me, Mr. Busby. My friend Jonathan was married to a blonde bubble dancer, and he hasn't given her alimony since she received the final decree.
Yeah, decree. Decree. My favorite Irish song, Mother Decree.
Mr. Busby, I came here to prevent a story.
Story? Civilly family story? Let's have your story.
You see, I have a bubble I'm trying to keep out of a blonde jail by the name of Jonathan. I mean, if Queenie Hamilton comes in here with a story about Jonathan Mildew, promise you won't print it.
Just as sure as my name is Miss Perkins.
But look.
Count on me, Mr. Busby. The story will not appear in the New York Times.
This is Van Nuys, California. I'm Alan Young, and you're not Miss Perkins. You're Mr. Busby.
Well, now, young man, if I had time, I'd straighten you out.
Just promise me you won't print the story.
It's a promise. You can rely on me, but I've already taken up enough of your time, young man, so I'll just leave now.
I better get out of here before he comes back and thinks I'm F.E. Boone or somebody. All tired out just talking to that guy. Anyway, I stopped the story. I bet Jonathan...
Hi, you funny boy.
Oh, it's Queenie Hamilton. Hello, Queenie.
Just dropping into the newspaper office. Got a story for the editor.
Oh, well, I'm glad I bumped into you, if you'll pardon the expression. I have your check all made out here.
Well, it'll tide me over for a while, Sonny. I'll go right down to the bank and cash it. And that check better not bounce, or I'll let the air out of my bubble and I'll hiss you to death.
Oh, that's good, all right. I'll be around here in case there's any trouble anyway.
Okay, see you later, big boy.
So long, big. Jonathan's right. She's a pretty tough woman to get along with. Hope she lets Jonathan alone now. Filthy rich upling. Oh, I've got something to brag about.
Oh, Alan, would you lay down in front of my car? I'd like to stop on something tall.
You, but you showing off that long car of yours.
Well, Alan, it's my town and country model.
Town and country?
Yes, when the front end is in town, the rear end is in the country.
Disgraceful the way you speed around that car.
Well, why shouldn't I speed, Alan? Wherever I go, the light is always green.
Well, Hubert, sometimes the light turns red.
No, it doesn't.
Don't be silly. That's how the traffic system works. Every once in a while, when you're approaching, the light is bound to turn red.
It wouldn't dare.
But it's a disgrace the way you push people around. The way you act, you think you own the human race.
Care to see my receipt?
You think you can buy everything with money? I bet you even think you can buy me with money.
Sorry, Alan, I don't have any small change.
Oh, that was a witty one, you heard,
Where are you bound for, Hubert?
Well, I'm on my way to Dolores Darling's house.
Hubert, you go over to see Dolores Darling, but it won't do you any good.
What do you mean?
Dolores is going out with me this evening.
Oh, Mother, get in touch with Rembrandt. He pushed me out of the picture tonight.
Dolores and I are going to a nightclub.
Well, Alan, how can you afford to take Dolores to an art club?
Well, it might interest you to know that I opened a checking account and I probably have as much money as you have.
Ooh, what you said. Alan, I've got more money than anybody. I once stacked up my money so high the plane to Albuquerque reported green clouds over Pomona.
Green clouds? You know, it's fantastic story.
Hey there, funny boy. I want to talk to you.
Oh, certainly, Queenie. By the way, I'd like to meet a friend of mine, Queenie. This is Hubert Updike.
Hi, sir. You look like one of them stage door Johnnies. Why don't you drop over to the theater sometime and I'll show you my dance of the seven veils.
Oh, vulgar.
Did you cash the check, Queenie?
The bank closed, Blight Eyes. Now where can I cash it?
Well, maybe my friend Hubert can help you out. Do you have any cash with you, Hubert?
Alan, you caught me at a bad moment. I only have two or three million on me.
Well, then, Alan. Well, it's just a small check. Would you please cash it for Queenie?
Yeah,
I thought you would. I'll see you later, Hubert. Goodbye, Queenie.
So long, Sonny. Well, here's the check, Hanson. 75 clams.
Clams? What is it drawn on? The bank at Pismo Beach?
$75. There it is, right on the check.
Well, let's see now. Queenie Hamilton, and it's signed by Alan Young. And look what it says in the corner. In payment of back alimony. Heavens to Reno, you're Alan's ex-wife.
Ah, you got it all wrong, Tootsie. He's just helping out a friend of his.
Oh, yes, I see. But I think I can put this check to good use. If Dolores Darling ever saw a check for payment of back alimony signed by Alan Young...
Hey, wait a minute. You're talking to Queenie Hamilton. I'm an upright citizen.
But Queenie...
I told you I'm an upright citizen.
Here's $5,000.
You just tilted me.
Oh, bully, just plain bully. Now, here's what we'll do, Queenie. Tonight, you and I...
Friends, listen to these facts found in the nationwide survey. They may help you.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
Yes, friends, those are the facts. So why don't you, too, discover what makes Ipana so popular with the dentists themselves? See how Ipana can help your teeth, help your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought of possible. You see, Ipana is designed not only to clean your teeth, but for gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. Ask your dentist. For that national survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. So try Ipana and see the difference Ipana can make to your teeth. Ipana, for your smile of beauty. Well, the check that Alan gave to Queenie for payment of back alimony is now in the hands of Hubert Updike. Alan is unaware of the complications that are about set in. And we now find Alan and Dolores Darling in a taxi on their way to the nightclub.
Alan, honey.
Yes, Dolores.
Oh, Alan, you're so unromantic. All you ever do when we sit in the back of a taxi is count the cars that go by with New York license plates.
That's how you feel. I won't waste my time counting New York license plates tonight, Dolores.
You won't?
No. Massachusetts.
Oh, Alan, what a thing to think of at a moment like this.
Oh, I suppose you want me to take you in my arms and whisper sweet nothings in your ear and hug you and kiss you and kiss you. Is that what you want?
Yes, Alan.
Well, Besides, Lord, we haven't got time. We're almost at the nightclub. Let's see. Meter says 35 cents. Mm-hmm. Have you got a pen, Dolores?
Oh, you and your checkbook.
I'll give it to him and change. And here you are, mister.
Gee, certainly a nice-looking nightclub, Alan.
Yeah, let's go in, shall we?
All right.
Oh, gee. My first nightclub, you know.
Well, Alan.
Huh?
Aren't you going to take off your coat and give it to the girl?
Is she cool? Well, that's a hat check girl. Here you are, miss. I'll call the head waiter and check my reservation. Oh, pardon me, sir.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Yeah. My name is Alan Young. Do you have my reservation?
Ah, mais oui. Your favorite tea is waiting, monsieur. Oh, monsieur, you must have influence.
I have influence? Better call Dick Tracy.
Follow me, monsieur.
Follow me. Mademoiselle. Right down here. Looks like we have a pretty nice table here.
Yeah, the menu.
Huh?
The cuisine, she is excellent.
Oh, look, the menus are made out in French.
Oh, let me have a look at them, Dolores. Soup du jour, pommes de terre, poison à la viande, fromage souffle, dejeuner à la fourchette.
Ready, monsieur?
Two hamburgers.
Two hamburgers? Monsieur, Perhaps you will allow Henri to choose your dinner.
Oh, that'll be swell, Henry. Use your own judgment.
Alan, now that we're alone, I'm going to put my hand under the table.
You are?
Yes. And do you know why I'm putting my hand under the table?
The garter broke?
Come on, Alan, hold my hand.
People might see us, and then who...
Oh, there's the happy couple. Let's join them, shall we, Queenie?
Look at Hubert Upton. He's got Queenie Hamilton with him.
Oh, waiter, a pail of champagne, please.
Hubert. Champagne in a pail?
I want to bathe my feet. I just love the way the bubbles tickle my soul. Filet, of course.
Filet.
I ain't met up with this other dame yet.
I beg your pardon.
We both beg your pardon.
Yeah. Dolores, darling, this is Queenie Hamilton, formerly Mrs. Alan Young.
Who is she?
Queenie Hamilton, formerly Mrs. Alan Young. Hubert, Queenie is Jonathan Mildew's ex-wife. Go ahead, Queenie. Tell him who your husband is.
Oh, now, Daddykin, why did you leave me in Chicago with our seven little kitties?
I had to catch a bus. Whoa. What seven kitties?
Alan, how could you?
Dolores, this is a framer.
Why, Daddykin, how could you leave your seven little boys and every one of them looking just like you?
Well, they must be cute. Wait a minute. What kids? I haven't got any kids.
Sure, you remember our honeymoon in Niagara Falls.
I never went on a honeymoon with you. I never went on a honeymoon with anybody. I'm too shy. I mean, when Jonathan was on his honeymoon with me, I mean you, I was, that is, Dolores couldn't, and you don't, he was gonna, and I was... I cigarette. Dolores, you don't believe this, do you?
No, Alan, I don't.
But, Dolores, you must believe it.
You must!
Hubert, I just can't believe it's true.
Yeah, oh, yes, I swear it's true. Queenie, show Dolores the check signed by Alan Young. See, it says right there, in payment of back alimony.
Alan, you told me you were making out a check for somebody else.
I did.
Alan Young, you've done a horrible thing this time.
I hope so. But Dolores, look.
Well, Alan, it's time for me to give you the old-fashioned hee-haw. Oh-hee, oh-hee, oh-haw.
Guess there's nothing I can do now.
Good news, man. Good news.
Alan, the horse came in on the nose.
So did you, Jonathan. You can really get me out of the spot.
Didn't you hear me, my lad? The horse came in. Here are the $75 you gave to the old broken-down buzzer.
Hello, my dear.
Jonathan, did I hear you say you got $75?
And quite a bit more, ex-wifey dear.
Well, Jonathan, why don't you and I get together again, huh?
I'm sorry, my dear. I'm doing so much better with the other nags.
Mary Bolton, it's all your fault, Updike. I never should have listened to you and your team. I'm going to slap you right in your face.
Oh, heavens, I've been applauded.
I'm sorry that I doubted you, Alan. I should have known you better.
Oh, that's okay, Dolores. Pardon it. I've got to call the bouncer. Oh, bouncer. Bouncer.
Alan, the bouncer's coming over here. Why did you call him?
Hubert, as they say in this French restaurant, ouvre la porte, Ricky, et jette le cochon. English translation, open the door, Richard, and throw this bummer.
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. You know, men, it's a fact. When you look successful, it's easier to be successful. So watch your appearance, especially your hair. Rely on Vitalis in the 60-second workout, famous for these three big advantages. One, Vitalis keeps even the driest, most unruly hair under control in a natural, masculine way. Two, the Vitalis workout loosens your tight scalp, prevents dryness. Three, the Vitalis workout routs embarrassing loose dandruff, helps retard excessive falling hair. Yes, better remember Vitalis. To look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight.
Good night, friends. Good night.
Good night.
The National Broadcasting Company.